and gentlemen, this is Sub-Ether Radio. To all the hackers and nerds out there, welcome on 88.3 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, dear hackers and nerds, hi and welcome to Sub-Ether Radio on our first broadcast here on the CCC 2003 in Altlandsberg. You can reach us over telephone internal on the camp with 5555 or any external caller dial 033-438-642-246. Or you can also leave us a studio feedback. Just click on www.subether.de and then on feedback. Welcome to Hackers at Large. No, welcome to the Chaos Communication Camp in 2001. This is Sub-Ether Radio. My name is Ingo Schwitters and we are transmitting live here from Altlandsberg on the Chaos Communication Camp. So, and within the next hours, we will bring you the latest news here from the campsite and we will have a bunch of interviews. To show you the latest developments on the building up of this event here. So stay tuned for the next hours. We will bring you a 24 hours program here. And well, within the next hours, we will present you the latest building up process. We will have some interviews with the makers of this event here and stay tuned, we will have a nice time.
Sub Ether Radio, Sascha Lüttwig on the microphone, and we now have our first interview partner. It's Enno from the Fire Lounge.
Yes, so maybe you can tell us what you're doing and where you're located.
So we are located at the place of the Angels, near to the lake. The Fire Lounge is a set of tents without a certain goal. We just didn't know which camp we, which village we would visit. So we said, let's put our tents together and have a lot of fun.
So you are kind of a village for people who are not supposed to be in other villages. So, but what is the exact difference to people who just set up their tents anywhere on the campsite?
I think one thing is that we try to arrange something. We've got some couches, we've got a beamer, so we have something to fill up the time. So there are a few friendly people. You can chill out at the couch, you can watch some movies on the beamer, and we have enough space for about 40 or 50 people. So it's much better than sitting alone in a small tent.
So you have still place for people to join?
Sure, we have a lot of space around for smaller tents, and we have space inside the big tents.
So people who want to join, whom do they contact? And
Just visit us or contact us via the local phone net at 2323. Or if you see someone of us, if you know that he's in the Fire Lounge, just ask, but just visit us. It's close to the lake where the big parachutes are setting up.
I think it's a tent with the much blinking lights, colorful lights outside.
Yes, we've got some lights, and we've got a big banner which says "Herzlich willkommen," which means welcome. And so, just enter if you see it.
Okay, so Enno, thank you for the interview, and have fun on the camp.
Thanks. Thank you.
Sub Ether Radio, Sascha Ludwig on the microphone, and it's very funny, we have our next interview partner, and I give over to Ingo.
Yes, hello. A big hello from here. So, the next interview partner is Nachtkind. Nachtkind is a German word. What means Nachtkind?
It kind of means like child of the night or night child.
So, Nachtkind, you are from the Angel organization crew. What the hell are angels?
Angels are the helpers on this camp. They're like making all kind of stuff. They're watching the parking lot, like making food for the crew, building up tents, all this kind of stuff, like we need people to help for.
So the angels are these kind of people who make this event possible. They work without getting paid, they work just for being famous to work?
Not for being famous, they won't get famous through this. They'll be able to get a little fruit for free, to get something to drink for free, stuff like this, but like it's most of the time I think they really do it because they like the events and they really like to help to make it possible for everybody to have a whole bunch of fun.
But I think it's a stressful kind of job being here trying to make everything go right.
I think it's hard for the crew, it's hard for the archangels. The archangels are the sick people watching over the angels. Even for the angels, they're doing like a whole bunch of 12, 14 hour shifts. And yeah, it's kind of hard, but I think they're having fun, so why not?
So right now we have a phone call. I think we just shouldn't pick up the phone and see who is there.
Yeah, hey, this is Don Ice. I'm calling from the Angels tent and I'm sitting next to Sighted, and she wants to ask a question to Nachtkind. Whether or not he's going to throw her in the lake during the camp or not.
Sure, I will, because like I told her and I will do that, so there she can't run away, so...
Okay, I'll tell her that. Actually, she heard you on the radio. Thanks.
What kind of story was this?
Nothing. Let's not talk about it.
Let's spread some rumors. What is happening at the Angels' tent?
What's happening at the Angels' tent? We're like hugging and like we all love each other and having wild sexual parties there. So, that's what's happening there.
But there ain't any dead people yet, or?
No. Not till now. Like everybody is still alive and like nobody has heart problems or something like this, so it still works out.
So love and peace on the Chaos Communication Camp 2001. It's 23 minutes past midnight and right now I'm getting a sign we should go on for three more minutes. So I think I should ask you something.
I think he tried to tell you that you said 2001. It's like, you got time machine or something like this? You want to tell me about it?
No, I'm confused. I'm overtired. I have no idea who I am and where I am.
Okay, I don't know that either. But
yeah, I think so, because as we mentioned before, it's a stressful job here on the campsite.
When you're dark.
I can feel a change in my body.
Subether Radio, and we have a studio feedback on www.subether.de, and it's Jedi. He mailed us, yeah, this radio is cool, hope there will be an EBM Gothic Hour. I will help to make someone, just mail me, okay? Jedi, you're welcome here in the radio tent to make your own radio session and radio hour. Just come here and tell us what you want to do. And Ingo is still there with Nachtkind. Ingo, what's going on there? And what was this 2001 thing I heard?
Yes, still I don't know who I am. So, but maybe kinda Nachtkind confused. Can tell me some kind of things. Nachtkind, what? We were talking about the angels.
Yeah, sure.
So, angels, the helper of the camp, the people with... Without them, nothing would go here. But who are you becoming an angel?
Like, there's always on Congress or like on camp or Easter Hack, there's the possibility to sign in or register as an angel to, like, it's a good way to come into this thing. Like, if you don't know anybody, you don't have anybody to come here with you, you're making angel, you can help a little bit, you can check everything out, and it's like, everyone is a volunteer, or we're just asking persons to like help, and they think, okay, it's funny, it really makes fun, so they keep up working for us and making, doing their angel job.
How are you organized? There's the angel tent where the angels are mostly supposed to be there, but who can get your help? Who and how?
Normally just like the crew can get our help, like to build up tents, stuff like this, but most of the angels are really friendly, and like if you come with your car and we got enough angels to that time, they help you unpack your car, maybe stuff like this. It's not that problem. We're organized. We've got 6 archangels, one for the SAR team, the Chaos Emergency Rescue Team, and 5 other angels, archangels. We're like between the crew and the angels. The crew tells us what they want from us, what we have to do, or what the angels have to do, and we try to make the angels do that. It's like they're really good. Like, they're doing a whole bunch of hard work, but they're doing a good job.
Maybe we send a big applause to the angels. Doing a great job there. And well, we have a big applause here.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
From our audience outside.
Oh, that's cool.
Quite a lot of people.
Like, hey, the walls are shaking. I'm like, what's that? Like earthquake? I don't know.
So, well, still confused?
Yes, I am. No, I'm gonna get a trunk. I don't know.
So I am. So.
You're drunk?
No, I'm not.
Why didn't you drink with me?
Because I have to concentrate. Otherwise, I would
yeah,
forget
2001.
Even the time. Yes, we have
at least you
30
tried
minutes
to
past midnight.
Yeah, at least you
in
tried
the
to concentrate. Yeah, I see the evil day stars like burning my hair off, like the little bit I got.
Talking about applause, so maybe we should talk about music. This great music we are hearing is coming from DJ Joyrider, who is at mixing tables here at the radio tent.
Here. effect.
The radio, Sascha here, and Ingo, how are you doing? Oh, Ingo, I think we can't hear you. Ingo, maybe you should talk right into the microphone.
I'm doing.
Hey!
Yeah!
It works.
I think I'm not the only one who is confused here. On the mixing table, it's Sascha! Yeah, Sascha, okay. which year do we have?
I think 2003.
2003. Wow, quite late.
not too late.
So maybe it's because I didn't drink too much. I'm not talking about alcohol, water. I should drink more. I have a sunburn. It's cruel.
maybe you we should ask someone who knows something about this. Maybe the KSU emergency response team here
on
the campsite.
The ambulance here on the campsite.
Yes.
Wow, what a coincidence. Right beside me, Sunny Fox. Sunny Fox, you are from the KSU emergency response team. You are? What are you doing?
Yeah, good morning to all of the listeners. Yes, I'm leading the KSU emergency response team. That's the medical and fire emergency team here on the KSU communication camp. And yes, you drink not too much water. That's a good thing you must do, because on this temperatures we have to this week in Germany, you must drink many water. Not so much beer, many water. That's good for your skin. And please do take any sunblockers for your sunburn. That's not good here. That's really not good.
Well, there is a case of emergency going on here because there is absolutely no Clubmate, which we will talk later about, here in the radio tent. Maybe someone outside is hearing us and has some Clubmate for us can bring it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a ambulance here, so we can you bring it to you just in case of emergency.
But talking about the case emergency response team. So what kind of emergency can you handle? Only medical?
No, we can handle medical emergencies. We can handle fire emergency. We have a 500 liter tank with water and a pump, so we can going the first responder on any case of fire emergency and medical emergency.
Wow, firefighters here on the camp.
Yeah, where are many firefighters, paramedics, and also people who have fun to do this.
I saw your area over there. It's right located on the other side of the street, right across from the radio tent here. It's quite big. How many tents do you have? How many people are there?
Yeah, we are about 20 people, and we have three tents. Okay, one is, at the backside is a sleeping tent. The first tent you see, the dark tent, is the tent we are hanging the whole day around, and we have our dispatching. And then the white tent is the mesh hospital, the small hospital we have here.
So it's more than just a medical emergency response team, it's a complete hospital, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit smaller.
More or less. So what is happening if someone is feeling dizzy here? Who do he has to call? What are the emergency numbers here on the campsite in Germany at all?
Yeah, okay. If you have a DECT phone with you, you can call the numbers 911, 112, and 110. You get the chaos emergency response team, or you get any angel with a PMR radio. You can call our emergency response team, or you can call with your mobile the 112. You get to the local dispatcher, and the local dispatcher from Märkisch Oderland, that's our aerial here, will call us via radio.
So am I getting this right? If I'm calling with my normal mobile phone, the local German response emergency number, they are calling you? So you're attached to the normal emergency system here?
Yeah, that's a really funny and interesting thing, and one of our thing I'm very proud of us. It's sometimes it could happen, you see our ambulance driving with very loud alert and lightings back from the camp. That's because the local area dispatching and emergency units are calling us if in any case of emergency in the Alt-Landsberg or something near of the area. Because tomorrow in the morning we had a car accident right at the freeway. So we are going to first responder to help this, and so that's very interesting. So we are into the system here.
That's quite amazing.
It's really amazing. As I was very first of all proud of this, and it's very funny.
I think it's not normal for normal events like this to have a complete hospital here.
No, it's was the idea of many people to take the, okay, cool, we make a paramedic team here, okay, then let's, okay, we can build a tank with water, so okay, we built up a firefighting car, and so it's going on. Oh, it's this hospital, and then I talked to the local dispatching here at Märkisch Oderland and said, okay, I come with an ambulance, and we are standing here and we make transport, and say, okay, yeah, then you, if it's possible, you can make a first responder, say, oh, okay, I will do.
still joining us here at the radio tent at Hell. No, still confused.
Camp. Hell.
2001?
No, we are 2003.
2006.
I am in another reality. It could be possible. It's later night.
Ingo, maybe you should drink some mate. Some.
Yes, I
really
already asked
mate.
The public here. Well, public crowd outside, please bring me some Club Mate. I'm thirsty.
And me too, because if you have not a good paramedic who will want to be have a good cold mate, it's not good for you. So bring us mate.
And
fast.
I think our DJ needs some too. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like Club Mate. So three Club Mate. So, Sunny Fox, am I the only one person who's getting crazy here? What has happened so far?
Okay, the most things that happened here was many people who have got some sticks from Mücken.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquito. Cool. Mosquito. We have mosquitoes here. And some other, we have many sunburnings here.
Me too.
Yeah, you're not the only one. And on the other hand, many people get small wounds because they walk without shoes. That's not a good idea. So the thing what I can do, the tips for the next days from me are now to drink enough water. Two or 3 liter minimum at this heat. At the middle of the day, you should not going sitting direct to the sun. That's not good, because in Germany we have the first heat death persons here. So then you can take sunscreen. That's one of the important things. Okay, that's tins for the personnel. The other thing is for security we have here. Please don't use any open fire. If you make some meal or something big, you can. My neck's not broken. Okay, I need a paramedic. No. In the case of emergencies, if you get make open fire, you can't make open fire in this area. So if you want to make some flash or something, you can use electric barbecue or electric barbecue or something like these gas barbecues.
So still the danger of fire. I think we know this problem from 1999. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the same problem in that time.
Yeah. The it's because the snow raining in the last couple of days in this area have many problems with wood burnings and something. So the alert here is we have five. Groups of cases of emergency, and in this country part of Brandenburg, we have now these emergency class 4 or 5. So it's very high. Please don't use. And because in the next few days, we're getting to watch over the camp and look forward to you and advise the people don't use this.
So the safetyness advises: drink enough. Wear something on your head. Prepare not for getting some sunburn and don't make open fire. Yeah. Wow! A big applause! Raider is here, who brought us some Clubmate. Raider, you are great. From where are you?
From Berlin.
From Berlin. I don't mean the city where you live. From what kind of organization here on the camp are you? The catering service?
No, I'm just heard the radio and thought, okay, cool. You have need some Clubmate.
You're a radio listener. That's great. Well, how do we go on with the program? I think the next kind of interview we'll have is with the NOC crew. Andreas is preparing to come up here. And after this music, we will have a talk about that kind of thing you're all interested in, internet. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 6 minutes before 1 a.m. in the morning. You are on the Chaos Communication Camp 2003, as far as I know. And you're listening to Sub-Ether Radio. Please, people, have a look at our website, www.sub-ether.de. On this website, we also have a little radio stream available now. People outside, switch to our stream, enjoy the radio program, and all this is making possible the technology of the network operation crew. Andreas Burg is joining us now here, Andreas Bog, you are doing the technical stuff for the internet here. So can you tell us how this whole stuff here on the middle of nowhere, how we have internet here? We are on a place where normally horses are.
Of course, I haven't been doing much on network, so I had the time to come here to talk to you on the radio. All the other people are still busy setting up the internet. We have a 155 megabit connection from here to the world, and it's over microwave link. You have probably seen the antenna sitting at the NOC, that one with the black flag on it. And it's 26 gigahertz microwave technology. And on the other end, we have a router, and we have peerings with two internet providers. And one of them is giving us about 45 megabits per second bandwidth, and the other one about 100. So we have enough bandwidth in two directions. And one link is directly connected where our microwave link terminates, and the other link is actually a part of the old E-bone. So just for us, they reactivated part of the E-bone fiber network, and from there we go to a really fast internet connection. On the campsite, we plan to have a switch infrastructure for distributing the traffic, and the current state of affairs is that both links to both internet providers are up. The microwave link is up, so we have internet here, and we are now working on the distribution network here at the campsite.
The distribution of the IP traffic. So how are you setting up all these things? We have a local network here that is still not running at every point of the camp. When will it be?
People are working on setting up the Datenklos everywhere. And the best guess is that we will have internet in most places by tomorrow morning, but that's not a promise. It always depends on problems coming up, etc.
Datenklos? What are Datenklos?
Well, these are the toilets we don't use as toilets, but for setting up the switches for local distribution. And this time we will even have them in silver for reflecting the heat.
Quite a nice idea, yeah. It's a dry place at least, I hope. So during tomorrow we will have internet all everywhere on the campsite. I think the network operation centers is a place where most people go to ask, "Ooh, my internet doesn't work." Can you feed all these people with information?
We hope to set up something. We will certainly have a help desk there where you can come and ask questions, and if you need a long network cable, something like that, you can make your own there. And we'll also try to give out information, and if you bring bug reports, it's quite important to bring us a detailed report what didn't work where and when.
So can people call you somehow, or where do they find them?
It's the DEC telephone number is the 1030.
So, problems with the internet called 1030?
Well, problems with the internet come to the NOC directly. It's easier, I think.
Or just stay tuned and listen to Sabisa Radio. We will keep you informed. What is the status of the network? Wow, this kind of jingle you will hear every time we are going into our news show Traffic and Trouble. We will send Traffic and Trouble every time there is some news about the network,